Good morning, it's Jacqueline B and Sunday morning, March the 11th, and it's a gorgeous day. It's so warm in the sunshine and the birds are singing. You can probably hear quite a bit of traffic because the leaves haven't come back yet onto the trees. So the lane that runs just behind our development is quite a busy rat run to and from the airport. So we do get traffic noise at this time of year if you sit outside. But thank goodness for double glazing, eh? Because we don't get it in the home. But so I just want to go to the question of, I think it's different loving oneself to loving being who you are. So I would say that I love being Jacqueline B. Of course I do. Because this is the life that I create. So if I don't like something in my life, I do it differently. I create something different. Or if I recognise that I'm creating something so I can learn from it. But loving myself, I think it's a slightly different concept. So I do love myself. I've learned to love myself. I didn't love myself at all for many, many, many years. In fact, I'd say that there were times I rather despised myself and didn't want to be... So they do interact, don't they, those two things? But they are different. So I despised myself, but then, you know, through a lot of work and realizations and so on, and an awakening, I guess, I learnt to love myself, and I mainly love most of the things about me. Now, I mean, as Nicola Wavox points out, there are times where I get tired of myself. And I think, oh, you know, why are you like that? And I sometimes call myself, you know, not very nice names if I'm silly or I've made a mistake or things like that. But in the main, you know, in the main, I love myself. And, but I love being Jacqueline B. And that to me is different. That's Jacqueline B, the amazing Jacqueline B in the amazing world. And I'm glad that I love Simon and I love Yana and I love Nicola Wavox too.